Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is episode number 32, and today we have Matt, Nick, Alex, and myself. What's up, guys?
Hey, Adam. I'm back from the dead.
Yeah, Nick, why don't you tell us what happened yesterday?
Oh, man.
Nobody cares.
No, everybody's going to care. In fact, maybe you should just put a link to my video on... maybe I'll tag the Working Title Podcast in the video then.
Yeah, there you go.
But basically, yesterday I got my wisdom teeth surgically removed from my face.
Awesome.
And I got super high on anesthesia, and I said things I probably shouldn't have said to the doctors, and I had my phone with me the whole time, so I decided the moment I woke up in my beyond unconscious state to start posting stuff on Facebook. And I posted, I made like 5 different updates. I came to the conclusion that my mother's face was the face of a raptor. And I told her that she should change her name to Raptor Face.
Oh no.
And I filmed myself talking to, I filmed a video with my phone and I filmed myself talking about playing on stage with the Flaming Lips. And then I said my name was Casey Kasem.
What you were saying?
Yeah, I think I'm going to write up a subtitle track to that so you can understand what I'm saying.
I could not for the life of me understand what you were saying.
Yeah, I understood. I rewatched it last night, and I understood everything I said.
Really?
So, I'll write it up. It's so gross, too, because I have just bloody gauze in my mouth, and there's blood
you do.
Caked on my teeth. Oh, it's so gross.
I was taking a lot of naps yesterday. I was tired. And Adam called me to do the podcast, and then I couldn't do... In my tired state, I couldn't do the slidey thing on my iPhone, so I didn't answer the phone, and I went back to sleep.
Alex, what'd you do yesterday?
So, I woke up early yesterday to go to a slaughterhouse, and I picked up goat...
Fun.
And I picked up goat eyes.
Awesome.
And we went back, and I cut the eyes open, and I sucked out the vitreous, and took out the lenses, and then we crushed the lenses.
And just so people don't get the wrong idea, this is not for your work at all. This is for personal enjoyment, right?
And then I put the empty cups of eyeballs on my cock.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's how the story has to end.
Right.
Your story was cool, Alex. But as you were telling that story, and I'm sure the listeners could probably hear me ripping something.
He was ripping and dipping.
I was ripping and dipping. No, I got a package from my friend, and it is a book that I checked out of the library. It's not the actual one, but we had this in my library when I was in like
the
third grade. Oh, it's this place where you get books. That's like old-timey internet websites. And this old-timey internet website is the Star Wars storybook with full-color photographs.
Nice.
And it's got photos from the deleted scene where Biggs is saying goodbye to Luke.
Biggs E. Smalls.
Aw.
This is the coolest piece of mail I've ever got. And I'm going to kick it back into video games by saying Star Wars, they made a bunch of video games based on this movie.
My favorite, Forks Unleashed.
Forks Unleashed?
Forks Unleashed. Where you travel to Forks, Washington.
Forks Unleashed.
Yeah, and you size up the cast of
the
Twilight.
Forks Unleashed is so terrible because it takes... everything that was cool about lightsabers and makes it dumb. Because you can slash a guy like 1,000 times and nothing happens to him.
Well, it's more like a light... I don't know.
No,
you
it's
give
dumb.
Him a lightsaber.
Couldn't think of a word.
It's like a light
it's
beating.
Stupid. This is stupid. We're,
yeah, there you go.
Let's get this started. Enough talk about our personal
let's
lives.
Let's get this started and ha.
Let's get it started right now with what have we been playing.
Exactly. Who wants to go first?
Nick!
Oh, yeah, because I wasn't even here last week.
Oh, yeah. Nick, why don't you go first? Yeah.
I spent way too much money on all the games I wanted this month.
He bought them each for $150.
Yeah, I don't know why I spent all that.
It's way too much.
Yeah. Anyway, I've been playing Alan Wake. I've been playing Red Dead Redemption. I've been playing Super Mario Brothers Galaxy Edition number 2, version 2, and Mod Nation Racers.
Okay.
All very good choices.
Let me get your opinions of some of those games.
Okay.
So, I'm a big fan of Julianne Hotbody.
Oh, yeah, Julianne Hotbody
so
more.
So could you tell me which game she shows the most skin in?
Mario Galaxy version 2.
Oh, what kind of skin does she show?
Hip.
Hip skin.
Hip skin.
I hear
like
she
hip
has
is in the body, or like it's just really cool.
Oh, it's just super trendy,
up
super cool.
Times, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's totally hip.
I hear she shows her leathery nips in Red Dead Redemption.
True. She plays a Mexican woman.
Yeah. So,
oh, Nick.
Just keep a lookout.
Yeah. We talked about your Red Dead Redemption character and how you are a
fat guy who falls
off his donkey.
I changed my character since then.
But
it was so funny. Oh, that we did the. Oh, Clay wasn't there for that. He got off. But Kyle, Daniels, Jay, and myself, what we were doing is it was like 2 a.m. and we thought everything was hysterical. And we all three of us were standing back to back in the middle of a road and whistling for our horses. And the moment the horse would get near, we'd blow its face off with a shotgun.
Oh, no!
And then whistle for another horse and just keep doing that. And there was just this huge stack of dead horses.
That's
on. It was so funny.
And that game is called Foursquare. Played on Playgrounds Across the Nation.
It's my favorite platform. Playgrounds.
Yeah.
Did you get this new game for the Playgrounds?
Oh, it hurts to smile. I have stitches in my gums.
Well, you're doing good.
Yep.
At least you can talk.
About those games. Alan Wake, fantastic. Yeah. Haven't gotten that far because I bought 3 other games.
Wait, can you double fist guns in that game?
No, you can't.
Oh,
I'm on the 4th chapter of Alan Wake. Mario Galaxy 2, I've been playing the second to most, and I am 45 stars in, or 46 stars in. The game I've been playing the most is Mod Nation Racers. It's awesome.
How many stars into that one are you?
I am 300 stars into that one. You get a star for every mile you drive.
Is my favorite star Julianne Hotbody in it?
Yes, she's in it.
Good.
And then I've been playing Red Dead Redemption Online. I haven't gotten very far in the story. But all four of those games are fantastic. Run out and get Mod Nation Racers if you like kart racing games, because it punches Mario Kart right in its wiener and then chops its head off. It's so much better.
That's unnecessarily violent.
I know. That's the best part about Mod Nation Racers. It's the most violent video game I've ever played. Like, I'm just saying metaphorically. Like, it's how good it is. It's violently good.
Okay.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
That's it for me. I've been playing a lot of games.
Can I go?
Yeah.
I know I talked about Red Dead Redemption last week. I almost said last year, which would be weird if I was talking about it then. But, I'll talk a little bit more about it. I've been playing a lot of the story. I'm very near the end of the story by now. And, I just want to say, comment, for anybody who's played it, the Mexico section of the story is not as fun as the other parts. Not because you are in Mexico, or with Mexican characters or anything like that, but just because the rest of the story has this kind of overarching, like, characters you meet in America, you only interact with them in America. So as soon as you go to Mexico, you don't interact with any of the people you've been building relationships with, and you fight on both sides of the Mexican Revolution with characters you don't care about, and you get a feeling right when you get over there you're going to end up killing them all anyway. And it's really hard to care about a lot of the characters in Mexico. And most of them are just kind of annoying, and you want to shoot them the entire time. There are some very cool missions and very just like exciting parts where you there's a lot of combat in Mexico, but it gets kind of tedious with when you're playing the story. Because the thing about me is I can't do side quests while there's a main story available to me. Where other people just want to do side quests, if there's a main story, that's all I'll do.
Really?
It's really hard for me to break off from that. So
I'm the other way around.
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
See, everyone I've talked to is the other way around. But for me, I just want to do the main story. So it's just getting annoying because I was doing story mission after story mission of things I didn't care about. Until the end, it got really cool. But, I mean, it's hard for me to talk about without spoiling specific things, but I mean, if anybody's played it, will understand what I'm talking about.
I really want to get back into playing the single player in that.
But you do see some Mexican boobs, which nice. Was the highlight.
Consuela Hotbody?
Yeah, Consuela Hotbody. But overall, great game. I love it. It's just, I mean, every part of it is great, except for some tedious missions in Mexico.
I just realized that I intentionally didn't say anything about Mario Galaxy, because I know we're going to talk more about that later. Mm-hmm. But can I say a few things about Alan Wake and Mod Nation Racers?
No, your time has passed.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Alan Wake is a fantastic game.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who's played it out of all of us?
No, I played it.
I played a little. I went to Chase's and watched him play episode 3.
Oh, okay. What'd you think of it?
I mean, it looked really fun. You know, it's the graphics and like all the mocap and stuff didn't really meet my expectations, both like from a personal standpoint and what the company was saying like they were going to do with it. And I think you and Matt were saying something about the facial animation being really, really bad.
Yeah, the lip sync
like mouth's never closing.
Yeah, well, yeah. Alan Wake's lip sync isn't as bad, but everybody else, their lip sync isn't very good. In game, it's not very noticeable because I mean you're running around doing other things.
Right.
But it's in the, it's like only in the cutscenes. Yeah. But everybody's like actual physical animations are really good and it looks.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's, well, I mean, I think it's stupid for people to, because, I don't know. I expected it to be more like a third-person action game, and there were people who are comparing it to Heavy Rain, which I don't think.
Right. It's not at all like Heavy Rain, but I think the reason they're doing that is just because the company did that.
Did
like,
they?
They were saying how bad Heavy Rain's mocap was and how good Alan Wake's was going to be.
I'd say, I don't know. I think motion capture-wise, I think they're about similar because, I mean, there's some clunky parts in Heavy Rain, but it's facial animations that made Heavy Rain so good.
That's true.
But
did you guys watch the prequels, the 5 episodes?
No.
I forget what it's called.
No, I haven't watched them. They're on a DVD because I bought the collector's edition.
They're on XBLA.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
but
they're free.
I think I have them all on the DVD that I got with
cool.
it.
Cool. You should watch them. It's good.
I need to. But no, I really like the game. I want to continue playing. It's kind of funny. It's really obvious that at one point it was supposed to be an open world game.
Really?
Yeah. Because in the missions that are fairly linear, you can tell that they've kind of put things in your way to not let you go farther off the path.
Right.
And then there's a sequence at the beginning of chapter, or I think episode 4 or episode 3, where you're going to an old mining area. You're going to, I think it's like an old coal mine. And you drive there. You drive a car there. And you can drive all over the mountainside and stuff like that. And there's tons of cars laying around everywhere. And it's almost as if there were supposed to be a bunch of NPCs that you could interact with. Because every single car you can get into. And you can get out of your car and hop into a new car.
Oh,
but
cool.
There's nothing to really do with that freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of weird, but so far I like the game.
Said you're on episode 4?
Yeah.
Cool.
Kyle's been watching me play. I think he's a little disappointed with it because, I don't know, it was weird. I think he was expecting it to be less cheesy than it is.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Alan Wake's voice actor and like him narrating is just ridiculous.
See, but the thing is when he's talking to other characters, it seems a little more natural. But
I think
but it sounds exactly like a book on tape.
In the woods.
Yeah, it sounds like a book
to
on
the
tape.
Car.
See, I like that because it reminds me of Max Payne.
It reminds me of Max Payne, and it reminds me of Dark Place.
Yeah, but I mean, it's very tongue in cheek, though.
Yeah,
the developers know exactly what they're doing.
He's supposed to sound like a cheesy sci-fi novelist or a horror novelist.
Yeah,
I guess.
Oh, I think it fits perfectly, and it makes me...
If you played Max Payne, you know the developers... Max Payne is a serious story as well as being super tongue-in-cheek, and this is the same exact way.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
and Max Payne even does a voice in the game.
Yeah, people don't know how
really?
To take subtlety. Yeah.
You find pieces of a different manuscript that's not yours, and it's basically... It's the same voice actor.
Nice.
But yeah, I love it. I love all the Twin Peaks references, because that show's incredible.
Yeah, I finished that.
Oh, very did you? Good. Did you? You liked it?
Yeah, the ending kind of sucked. But
I know. It really sucks because they wanted to do more but got canceled. Yeah,
but yeah. It was really good.
But I think you might enjoy a lot more of Alan Wake after watching Twin Peaks.
Yeah, sure.
And then Mod Nation Racers is incredible. It's the best kart racing game I've ever played, on top of the fact that it's got the greatest map editing system ever.
Like, last time, or I don't remember if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, but I was talking about, like, I tried the demo and, like...
Yeah, that was last week. I wasn't there to talk.
Okay, so, like, it didn't feel, like, as easy as I thought it would be.
The first track I made has been downloaded like 50 times and it has a 5-star rating.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And it's a lot of fun.
Boobs.
But I accidentally deleted
very
it.
Very detailed.
but I think you can still download it. I don't remember. Anyway, it works really, really well. And yep. I've made a lot of really great tracks. I spent like 3 hours making one yesterday.
Very cool.
And it turned out really cool. I love the customizing of everything. But the map editing system is great. I haven't played a broken level yet. I've played a couple crappy ones. Mm-hmm. But it's
can
mostly...
Can you make a straight level, or do they have to loop?
You can make like a circle, yeah.
But like the end and the beginning have to meet?
No, end and beginning have
like
to meet.
A straight line?
Okay. Yeah, because you do laps. I don't think you can just do one lap races.
Alright.
Could you do this? A level that loops infinitely and you can never stop.
No.
And you just... You'd never get to turn off your PS3 or anything?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Huh.
And you just... And then, but,
it's constant...
It would make people think about it.
It's constant checkpoints, so it's auto-saving the whole time, so you can't turn off your system.
Yeah, you...
Jeez.
You would make people think...
Yeah.
About
stuff. But what is life?
Or what is a race?
What is
what is love?
What is what, life? Is it an infinite race that never ends till you die and your phone is turned off?
Oh, you're right.
It's deep.
It's deep, I know.
Yeah. I think it's actually also one of the best communities on the PlayStation Network.
How
because
so?
Because everything is done online in the game, and I haven't encountered anybody without a headset yet.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, your menu is an online hub.
And speaking of communities, what'd everyone think of the finale of Community?
Loved it.
Awesome.
Great.
Hilarious. It's the best show that's on network TV.
It is pretty fantastic.
I'm done talking. I realized I just repeated myself. I took everybody's time just to say exactly what I said earlier. So.
I'm glad that The Office is getting canceled.
It is?
No.
Oh.
Jeez.
Oh, I was so excited for a second.
No, but Community
Parks
and Rec are good.
That.
Office sucks.
Office doesn't suck.
Yes, it does.
30
it's terrible.
Rock is
the Office hasn't been good in like 3 seasons.
Oh, come on.
No, it's terrible. It's not funny.
It hasn't been good since season 3.
Yeah, season 3. I only own. I used to have seasons 1 through 4, and I sold season 4.
Aww.
And now I just have season 3, and then I pretend that there's an episode where everybody died. It happened right after that, and that's the end
of
the show.
The Office burns down. They go, oh, we're without jobs. Let's go get different jobs. And Michael Scott
and then they
goes,
start working at a construction site?
No, they all get different jobs and they never talk to each other again. And Jim and Pam go, maybe let's not get together.
Yeah, let's get divorced. Wait, they weren't even married at that time. Yeah, she gets married to Roy.
Orbison.
And
in a twist.
On Alan Wake's story.
Okay, anyway, Alex, what have you been playing?
Oh, God, I wasted so much time. I'm so sorry, everybody who's listening. I'm the new
Did you
Alex.
Play Happy too?
Huh?
Half-Life?
Half-Life 2 and Mario Galaxy 2.
How does Happy 2 hold up?
Sorry, what? What Galaxy?
Mario Galaxy 2.
Can you tell me
2.
How Happy 2
Wait,
plays?
Wait, I've never even heard of that game. Is that anything like Mario Galaxy 2?
I hate you. Shut up.
What? Tell me how you play Happy 2. How's it play?
You take off your pants and you masturbate into a cup and you drink the cup. Described this last week, did I?
Oh, half and half.
Go on,
half and half
two. Tell me about Half-Life.
What's Half-Life 2? Is that a game?
Come on, tell me how does it hold up?
Can we just move on? Cause, look, Nick,
why can't you? Nick
already talked for like 3 hours already. He's turning into
what did you,
so why don't we just talk about fucking gaming news or whatever we
let's go with gaming news.
I feel really bad that I wasted all that time. Yeah. It's time that we came.
Look,
even it, cut
you
out.
you made Alex mad.
I know. I was more so boring that Alex is angry at me.
Right.
That's insane. I
wonder
also
you don't have any
flashlight.
Fucking fans. At least people respond back and say shit about me. But fuck. Nobody even acknowledges that you exist.
Yes. They say Nick has got the best laugh.
Somebody said, tell me which movies Nick has nude scenes in.
Can we please stop saying things that make me laugh? I feel like I'm going to rip the stitches out of my gums.
Oh, no.
We get emails about, what shows does Nick like? And why is The Office so terrible? Because they don't like The Office, too, but they can't put their finger on it.
What did I do to you?
Okay, let's go! PS3, it turns out that Blur's coming out this week.
Well, hold on now, Matt. Liquor. I didn't say what game I was playing.
Oh, yeah, but nobody cares. Is it Super Smash Bros. Brawl? Probably.
No, it's not, actually.
You beat Super Mario Galaxy 2 in a day.
I did. So I went to pick up Mario Galaxy 9 o'clock at GameStop, and I went home and played it for almost 16 hours and got all 120 stars, and I beat it.
That's insane. I'm 16 hours in, and I'm 46.
I would feel so ripped off
if
I did that.
I would feel like...
But see, I like doing that. I never have time to do that anymore, and just being able to do that was fantastic. And I kind of did that with the first one. I beat that, I think, in like 2 or 3 days, and like I stayed up one night for maybe like 12 hours playing it, and just, I don't know, I like doing that.
I wish I had time to do that, but I don't have the patience to do it anymore. I would get bored I would get bored of playing a game that long for one long period of time. That would just
off. Most games, but see... Mario Galaxy is fun.
Well, even Mario Galaxy, there's points where I'm like, I'm going to turn this off because I'm tired.
Yeah, the chimp has been raping me too much.
Or I have work to do.
Hey, Adam, does that chimp, the chimp remind you of Mr. Vile from Banjo-Kazooie?
Mr. Vile. Is that the crocodile?
Yeah. Because he makes you eat all those stupid things. And the chimp does the same thing. He makes you... get those
but the chimp has those radical sunglasses.
I had not made that connection.
And he's got an in-your-face attitude.
He totally reminds me of
it. He does. Really?
Yeah, because you have to avoid the spiky ones and you get... I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah. No, but it didn't remind me, but I can see where you got that from.
I like that other characters besides Peach send you letters from the mail toad.
Yeah,
like we'll the chimp is always sending me letters.
All right. We'll talk about it in a second. Let's do Adam's News Hour. So, gaming releases: we got Blur and Mod Nation Racers for PS3, Blur and Doom 2 on XBLA for the 360, Mod Nation Racers for PSP, Super Mario Galaxy 2 for Wii, Blur for PC, Half-Life 2 and Orange Box for Mac. Upcoming games: we have Naughty Bear for PS3, 360. This is June 8th. Mega Man Zero Collection DS, Green Day Rock Band for PS3 and 360. Alex, are you trying to say something?
No, what? I said Mega Man.
Oh, okay.
You really are turning it to me. Fucking Adam's getting confused between you and me too now.
Well, I heard somebody like trying to mumble, and I was like, okay. Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker for PSP. June 14th, we've got 100 Classic Books for DS. That's going to be pretty cool, actually, because it's $20 and you get 100 books.
That's cool, but I immediately was like, wait, that's a game? And then I realized what you meant. Never mind.
But it's good. 100 bucks for 100 books for $20, so.
Never mind.
June 27th is Sin and Punishment. That's coming out for Wii, of course. And June 30th, we get Metalocalypse Death Game for 360.
I've been playing drums and lifting couches all day, and I feel like I've been masturbating all day, and my arms hurt. But my penis doesn't hurt.
So when you masturbate, your penis doesn't hurt, just your arms?
No, I mean, that's a plus. I feel, but my penis is good. It's
so
good
you
to go.
Feel as you feel like you've accomplished something today, as if you had been masturbating all day.
Wait, which arm?
You're ready to go.
Which arm hurts?
Both arms.
Both of them.
Oh, so it's not like he was getting a heart attack. Because if he was masturbating, and raising his blood pressure and his left arm hurt, or one of his arms hurt, then he was probably getting a heart attack. But this is just probably...
You get heart attacks from masturbating, listeners.
I like
how
you say, I like you're talking about me like as if I'm not in the room. The chat room, that is.
No, we're face-to-face.
I'm trying to help you here. I'm just saying. I'm trying to diagnose
the
problem.
He's warning you.
I'm warning you. I'm just saying you're safe.
No, here's the problem, is that in marathon masturbation sessions, tire my arms out, okay? And that's why they tire both of them out, is because once one arm is gone, up to the next one.
Oh, so you don't do both at the same time?
No.
Okay, so the fatigue is becoming... So the fatigue has to do with your... The fatigue has to do with... lack of fitness in your arms, and not because you're
getting
a heart attack.
Anybody,
so you need to do it more.
Nobody can
go all
day.
To work up that arm strength.
Well, I'm just saying, Matt, that I was worried
for... Nobody, Matt, nobody can go all day.
Matt, I'm just saying I was worried about your health, and I'm just thinking about...
He's caring.
I'm caring.
Okay, but tell me this, Alex and Adam. You don't want to do both hands at the same time. Why would you want to do that? Because then you wear both... Then you can only go half as long, because then you wear both your arms out.
But it's that much better.
It's
I'm
not
just making,
that much
look,
better. That
Matt,
much
have
I'm
you
just,
ever tried it?
Matt, I'm just
Matt,
making sure... That
you're also wearing out your wiener faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, but his wiener is strong. I'm not
well,
worried
I mean,
about his wiener.
Just,
he wasn't
that's
saying
just because of the
wiener.
Endurance training.
Yeah.
That's because of the weight training we do.
Well, no.
With
okay, here's one.
Oh, no.
You know those, like... I don't know if you guys ever seen those. There's, like... Where they're like, this lady is going to have sex with the most guys ever. And it's just like this line... And it's just like this lady with her... Have you ever seen those?
No, I have no clue what you're saying.
This is a real thing.
Is this a factory?
They will... kind of. I think they were talking about on the Adam Carolla podcast.
Where does this
Rob
happen?
Rob Kugel and Paul Scheer. I don't know.
It happens at Adam Carolla's house. That's where he podcasts.
But basically, they just it's like they this lady, exist. Some like, porn star or something is like... I'm going to have sex with, like, the most guys ever.
Oh, that's right.
And it's just a line.
Is this just, like, for a world record or just for fun?
Yeah, like a world record. I don't... A world record or something. And so these guys, it's just like a line of guys. And they just go... They do their thing with the lady and then they leave. Well, I do that, except it's the opposite where I'm just... You know, I sit there with my dick in the air and it's just a line of ladies. But the thing is that there's, like, a 25-minute downtime in between
each lady.
Yeah, and I have to eat a lot of high in protein. I have to eat like a lot of nuts in between, and
eat a lot of nuts.
Yeah.
Very good.
Anyway, my mouth. That's just what I thought. Oh, you should listen. That's a good Adam Carolla podcast. Listen to Rob Hubel and Paul Scheer. It's funny. But anyway, go look up those vids. It's a good vid to... And Alex, that's always an option for you too, right? Some people wear masks. That's what they were talking about. Some people wear masks to it. As if that, like, they're really... They want to do this, but they're not committed fully to being filmed.
The shame.
Yeah.
I got it.
They're
still shamed by it.
You could wear a Guy
they
Fawkes
be
mask.
No, that's fine. I don't need a fucking
you could
mask.
Go,
I just want to have sex once. Just,
remember,
I just
remember.
I just want to put my penis in a vagina.
What?
I my, to take notes.
My penis is shaped like a cucumber.
What?
If he was wearing a Guy Fawkes mask.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a good route to go. Think about it. Just think, keep that in mind. Next time that comes around to your town.
Do you think they
advertise
on Craigslist?
Probably.
Maybe on Craigslist.
But the thing
Craig.
Is, it's not like you. It's not private. There's just it's like a big open room, and you're just naked the whole time with a boner, and you just gotta walk around, and you just like.
What happens if you get up to bat, and you go flaccid?
Next.
Well, yeah, you're.
There's
you
a thousand
chance.
Other dudes behind.
So
you,
you have
that's
to just.
Terrible.
You have to dip, rip and dip,
rip
and
dip,
get out of there, right?
Yeah. Hopefully,
so
you don't rip anything.
You got to be ready to pop. By the time you get...
Yeah, and see, the weird thing is...
So
is
when you're on deck, you gotta just work it.
Because, yeah.
Wow. That sounds almost like performance anxiety might...
Terrifying, disgusting, and wonderful.
Oh, the whole wrapped in one small, nice little package.
See, the last thing I can think of is wonderful, because you are there... You're stressed out because you're not sure if you're going to look like a chump in front of all those other dudes. you're already self-conscious because you're around a bunch of other naked men who are looking at you, and you're all trying to sustain or keep an erection.
But Nick, number one, if you're looking at other guys while in a room and they're all naked, you're fucking gay. All
right, here's how I'm imagining this.
Do you ever go to a bathroom in a stadium and you go to the urinal?
Yes.
And do you look at other guys' pisses while you're taking your fucking piss?
No.
You know why? Because you're not fucking gay. And there's no reason to look at anybody else's penis. If somebody looked at my
junk, I'm imagining this almost like a steel foundry. You're in a dirty,
hot, ashy room wearing a hard hat. A Jimmy hat.
You're with a bunch of other men who at one point were wearing overalls. They've removed the overalls. And
well, I would still have my overalls on.
Basically, I'm thinking of this as the first level in Tony Hawk 3. You're in that foundry.
And Bam Margera's there.
And so is Darth Maul.
Good.
Oh, God, my cheeks and my gums. And then, that's what she would be saying. Oh, God, my cheeks and my gums.
This is the best conversation we've ever had.
Why did you start talking about this?
I don't know. I don't even remember my point. The point is, actually, I remember my new point. Everyone,
that's what she said.
I'm guessing that there's. I'm guessing there's two rooms. Okay, there's the room with
Alex's hot cousins want to set up something like this for all the listeners of the podcast.
I
can't even join in on that because she's my fucking cousin, and I'm not fucking incestual.
Your cousin? It's not your sister.
Okay, no. what if we?
I'm not gonna fucking do it with my cousin because I'm not attracted to her, and B, she's my cousin. She's family. I'm not gonna do that shit.
Okay.
But if it was your sister, I'd be more than happy to do it.
Or a loss.
You can be the organizer for that one. You can have a clipboard and an organizer. You get a clipboard. You get to have a different color. Gosh.
I would have a spreadsheet.
Your hard hat is a different color.
I would have a spreadsheet file, and I would label each guy.
Speaking of spreadsheets.
Spreadsheets. This stuff snaps.
Spreadsheet, clipboard.
And then I'm going to write down comments on what's the most effective means to nail a woman.
You're right, Matt. Katamari Damacy is a fun game. Next piece of news.
Oh, God. Where are we?
All right,
gaming news. Let's start with Nintendo. Sonic Colors was announced for the Wii NDS.
Finally!
Don't let them vote.
Right. It's going to be coming out holiday 2010. There's a very, very short trailer out. It shows Sonic, Tails, and little aliens
and
that you're supposed to be
all of their friends.
The yeah. Final
Cream
Fantasy,
is there.
Four Heroes of Light is coming to the DS in October. Pokemon Black and White is coming to US and Europe in 2011 in the spring, and of course fall in Japan. The legendaries Reshiram and Zekrom are going to be on the covers. Reshiram is on black and Zekrom on white.
I can't. How are you supposed to remember these
names? So, no, Reshiram and Zac Efron.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
It's that easy. So, black and white, that's Sonic color. Like, those are the two colors. It's a race war. But, like, you're racing to get to the end.
It's Pokemon. He's talking about Pokemon black and white.
I know. I was making a joke about races.
the Sonic. I forgot about that Sonic Colors game. Sorry. Hey, Art.
Forgot it.
I don't.
He just wiped it from his mind.
Sonic related information.
Charles Martinet Sonic wants to make a game or wants to have a game starring Waluigi because he does like
Charles
everybody's
so
voices, and there's been a game with all of them except Waluigi. So,
well, he wasn't created by Nintendo. So,
Waluigi.
Yeah, he was created by the people, the studio that made Mario Tennis. He was created as a doubles partner for Wario.
Interesting.
Yep, because everybody else had a doubles partner.
His name
DK
doesn't make any sense.
Had DK Jr. His name doesn't make any sense. His hat doesn't make any sense. He's the stupidest character to ever be thrown into a video game. He doesn't need his own game. Charles Martin, that's a retard.
He can be called Seven Ouija.
Yeah, Seven Ouija.
Let's go to Sony. Square Enix wants more games like Heavy Rain. So that's very good news.
Wait, Square Enix wants more games?
Yeah.
So a different game studio would like there to be more games that another game studio makes. Yeah.
How about one Heavy Rain is more that way, for the world?
No, it's the CEO of Square Enix is like, Heavy Rain was a piece of crap. People should make more games like that so we don't have to compete.
I think one Heavy Rain
that must
enough.
Be it.
Yeah, I think leave the interactive drama to that studio.
Yeah, please.
I liked it. Matt didn't. I love that game, but I couldn't imagine every game being like that. That's definitely like a once every 10 years game that I can handle.
Yeah, every 10 years.
Every system.
Even if each of them had a really good story. I mean, let's say Square Enix comes out with one, ends up being a general Final Fantasy story. Would you play? That?
Yeah. No way. I wouldn't play anything that's the Square Enix writers created. I refuse
about
to.
A 15-year-old kid trying to save the world and then finding out that there's
When a character's name is Vanille, that's the kiss of death for a company.
And was there Chocol?
There's Chocol,
Strawbell.
There was...
Pistachio.
Carmelony.
Pistachio. No, pistache, because it's stopping right before the end of the name.
Nut Megan.
Oh, that's the girl who's trying to break the record.
Right. All right. There's going to be an update for Mod Nation Racer that decreases load times.
Load times are pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like 30 seconds to a minute to load a track.
Right, exactly. Fable 3 is indeed coming to both the 360 and PS3, the PC.
With about half of the features that have been promised.
Yeah.
No.
It's
going
to come in fall. It's $50 for PC.
All of our Peter Molyneux
impressions. The collector's edition is only for the 360. That's $80. It comes with a pack of playing cards, which all have characters from the game.
Every video game, every collector's edition now comes with playing cards.
Does it?
Yeah. New Vegas has one. Red Dead Redemption had one. It looks like Fable 3 is having one.
Well, that must just be the killer
these
packet.
These playing cards, will replace all of your other cards. You will throw away your social security cards, your credit cards.
When I went over to Chase's, he had another friend over whose name is also Adam. And
that must have
been
really confusing for you.
Yeah, it was extremely confusing. No, but
try having two
Adam
Kyles in your life.
Yeah, right. Adam didn't know what Project Natal was, and so Chase started talking about Natal and about Milo, and I started talking in the Peter Molyneux voice, and Chase was just like, "Shut up, Adam."
That's
but
so
he was
great.
Talking to me, and not
isn't
the other
it
Adam,
fun to
the
introduce
other Adam
somebody?
Was listening.
It's so much fun to introduce somebody to the Milo video because it is the stupidest, most insane thing I've ever seen.
That's real.
Did you
this
see that?
Is not
what just happened? Did you see what just happened? He predicted orange fish.
Let's not talk about Milo.
All right, don't worry.
We're gonna have a brand new Milo to talk about in about a month.
Yeah. All right.
And Adam's gonna get the high five Milo in person.
I know.
And Peter Molyneux is gonna be like, "Did you see what just happened? Milo
and
threw something
like,
to
yes,
Adam."
Yes, Peter Molyneux. I did see that.
And Miyamoto is gonna walk by, and he's gonna go, "Now that's what I call stupid." And then he's going to flip his sunglasses down. And then and the chimp is going
to
be in the sidecar also with his sunglasses.
And a jackalope is going to be riding on his shoulder.
On a hoverboard. Hoverboarding on his shoulder.
So the collector's edition comes with a pack of playing cards.
What?
What?
The collector's edition. It's not, all I heard was Clark's Ocean. I thought you were talking about Endless
edition.
Ocean.
Okay. Comes with a pack of playing cards, a guild seal.
It seems
coin.
Like every collector's edition is coming with playing.
No way! Like what?
Oh well, Fallout New Vegas, Red Dead Redemption.
All right, so it comes with cards, a coin, exclusive DLC, and it all comes packed in a box that's meant to look like a book from the game.
That is very Alan Wake. Way to be original, Molyneux.
That's cool, though. I kind of want to get that.
Yeah, I like it when my games look like books because everybody's like, "Oh, Nick, you like reading?" I'm like, "Yes."
I read Fable 3.
My favorite book.
It sounds like it could be a book.
That sounds like a stupid Christian... Okay, sorry.
You know, for a guy who just had fucking mouth surgery, you do talk a lot today.
Yeah, for real.
Oh!
Alright, there is a Halo Assault Rifle Nerf gun.
I'm glad you put that in the news.
Huh?
I'm glad you put that in the news.
Yeah, I know, aren't you? Well, I mean, people have to know. Right, exactly. James Allard is leaving Microsoft after 19 years.
It's Ballard, isn't it?
Yeah. So he was basically the executive in charge of making everything cool.
I just stabbed myself.
So he's gone. So now Xbox is not going to be cool anymore. It's just going to be a stupid system that only boring people play.
When you say he's in charge of making everything
cool,
I just imagine him putting backwards hats on Xboxes.
Pretty much. Throwing
on sunglasses on everything.
There's a forward hat on Xbox and he just takes it and flips
it. He flips it backwards.
And then all these group of people are like, why isn't this cool? And he's like,
He was probably the person who came up with the make the Xbox look slim by like curving it in and denting it.
That's the stupidest idea.
Very likely.
Yeah.
He didn't leave on bad terms, right? I mean, he just...
No, I think he was just done.
He fingered Milo, and he had to go.
None of that allowed. Did you see what just happened?
Did you just...
All right, did you guys hear about
all of the deaths and suicides at
FoxConn? Yeah, I heard about that.
Yes.
Yeah. So Foxconn is a company in China. It's the largest electronic manufacturer in the world.
It's a sweat house.
Stuff.
Or a sweatshop.
Sweat house.
Well, the company...
It's a sauna.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they just relax. And, you know, they just sweat way too much. It dehydrates them. And they just flatten out like pancakes and die. It's terrible. No, but they make stuff for, like, Apple, Amazon, Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo, like, everybody.
Yeah.
So there's just a bunch of people who don't want to live, and they've been jumping off the building. And I think it's up to, like, 19 suicides now.
I know Nintendo's looking into
it,
apparently.
Yeah, Nintendo's looking into it. Apple said something. I think Foxconn themselves is looking into it.
Oh, and the funny thing about the latest death, didn't the Foxconn CEO actually... I guess he talked about the suicides, and then hours later, the last suicide happened.
Yeah.
That is hilarious!
Yeah, I would commit suicide if I was making $130 a month and having to pay for a mandatory apartment. It's not a surprise to me that these people are killing themselves.
Well, the company came out and said that they're not a sweatshop. Not that that really means much, but...
Yeah, but the fact that they... I mean, I know that, like, migrant labor...
They've got... I think they've got 800,000 employees.
Yeah. It's basically taken over the entire community as far as jobs go. And it's good that they're getting jobs, and they're probably making more than they would, but the conditions are terrible.
I don't know, but that's like saying Walmart's actually good for people, too, but in actuality, it's not.
Yeah, exactly. But Walmart also manufactures a lot of their stuff in a similar.
I'm not talking about manufacturing in terms of for Walmart.
You're just talking about the fact that Walmart exists.
Walmart will say that their existence is good because it gives jobs.
We provide jobs,
but in actuality, they provide shitty jobs for the lowest common denominator, and they don't really help anybody because they just skimp on so much for those employees.
Yeah,
and in fact.
It's a very good
same thing with these employees. Although, I mean,
so what we're trying to get is people at Foxconn. We know you're listening, so stop killing yourselves.
And really, the other question, I haven't really heard anybody say this. There's definitely similar types of industry in China, such as this, making far more worse or menial things. Which is probably the same thing if you're in the same kind of job. What's the suicide rate like for those places? What makes this especially special?
Don't know. Well, I mean, I think just because this is the biggest electronic manufacturer in the world, people are paying attention.
Yeah,
to
so
it.
I'm wondering if you
yeah, and because there's
it's
been
where we get all of our iPads
but
from.
Yeah, but I'm really yeah, curious. Real. Is this really a common thing for sweatshops in general? That's really the question. Is this really?
Don't know. You should travel to China because you're from there, and you should work in a sweatshop for a few years and see what it's like. You know,
so
do a documentary.
And the thing is it's gonna be hard while you're gone for your cousins. They won't have any they don't have any men in their lives to really go to. So if you just give them my number, and I'll comfort them.
You know,
while you're gone.
Matt, you're more than welcome to come to New Jersey and try and get laid with my cousins. I'm gonna throw
afraid
that out.
I'm tempted. I'm so tempted.
You guys could be cousins.
That's true.
We could be cousin-in-laws, sure. Which is a new show I'm working on for the Fox Network.
I'm afraid to chime in and say, oh, Matt and I are going to get so much cousin action because I listened to last week's podcast, and every single time Clay, like, threw himself in as, like, he was like, oh, me and Matt are going to be doing this. Matt just shouted at him and called him, like,
no,
a piece
Nick,
of shit.
No, Nick, you can have a what's hot cousin.
Oh,
you
okay.
Can have, whichever, when I meet them, size them up.
Oh, so
and
you
I
were
decide,
saving one for me by yelling at Clay. Oh, thank you.
No,
thank
see,
you.
I don't think you're that Clay. But, like, when aww. I just, like when I meet them and go, this cousin's hotter, probably the one with the bigger boobs, and then I'll be like, this one can go to Nick. That's the cousin that
Nick
Look, Nick's
all
gets.
I'm going
to
say is that if you guys end up getting married... I'm going to treat you like I treat the rest of my family, which is, like...
With love,
like
understanding,
like
respect.
Shit. So,
peace, love, and understanding.
If you think...
You just
if
give
you think,
us Elvis
if
Costello
you think
songs.
I'm treating you like shit now, wait till you become family, because...
I didn't say anything about marriage.
Ooh, I don't
threats.
Really care.
Babies, probably.
And wait till you see what I do to your kids, then.
Oh,
no,
oh,
I'm going to fucking eat them. You know why? Because
hopefully
babies
babysit
taste
them.
Good when they're
you high-five
the
them?
Hopefully. Well, what I do is I'd be like, you guys are going to spend the weekend with Uncle Alex.
We're
well,
so sorry.
Me and your mom are off
Uncle
in
Alex.
The honeymoon suite.
Nice.
Wait, you guys have a permanent honeymoon suite in
yes.
your house?
That's
awesome.
That's what we call it. That's sex chamber.
That's
the attic.
Oh, it's honeymooners themed, huh?
Yeah.
Do you ever...
That's the boiler room.
I was going to... Hold on. Let's see if I can make this a joke. Do you ever Jackie Gleese on her?
Yes.
Gleese?
Yeah.
That sounds so gross.
All right.
I just Gleese thinking about that.
Let's move on. Guitar
Shut
Hero
up, Alex.
6
nobody likes you. Everybody just likes you for
Guitar
your cousins.
Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock. It's going to come out at the end of the year for 360 PS3.
Nobody cares.
And it includes
saturating
story mode
the market.
By Gene Simmons. Red Dead Redemption is getting a 30-minute episode on Fox tonight, which is the 29th.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Night. Yep.
It's a machinima, as they say.
Is it?
Yes. It's made. It's all made in with the in-game elements.
Huh.
Yep.
Interesting. I thought it was going to be live action.
Nope.
All right. Well, so watch that. Get back to us. Robot Unicorn Attack is coming to the iPhone in June. I mentioned that because it's an awesome, awesome, awesome game, and everybody should play it. Have you played it?
No. I was about to say it sounds LOL so random, but
well,
I don't know. I also trust that you know what you're talking about, so maybe
I
don't have an iPhone though.
About.
So
Adult Swim, excuse me.
Oh, I didn't realize it was Adult Swim. Never mind.
No,
maybe
yeah,
and
it's
an
Adult Swim game. Yeah, so it's free online, but it's coming
Never
to
mind.
iPhone in June.
I take back everything I was about to say, I said.
New screenshots for Marvel vs. Capcom 3 came out. They look pretty good.
Are,
Namco
did they reveal
Bandai.
New characters?
No, just the four. Namco Bandai is making working on Tekken 7. Did you guys ever hear of the Pandora handheld game system?
Well, when
you're
I
not in Kansas
to,
anymore.
I was taking a vacation to Pandora the other day. Me and Colonel Bad Guy were there, and you had Jake Sully. You had
those floating rocks where gravity is so light the rocks float, but the Avatars don't float off those rocks. So what's happening there?
Magnetism. Duh.
Oh, I forgot that Avatars were magnetic.
But how do they work?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Magnets.
ICP's right. been wondering that for years.
So, what this is, It's shaped like a DS. It's a open source handheld. It's got Linux on it, and it's got a touchscreen, D-pad, some joysticks, some little joystick nubs, a keyboard, and like SD card slots. So basically, you can do whatever you want on it, and it's capable of emulation, so you can emulate anything from like NES, Dreamcast, to PlayStation, to whatever.
So, does it have anything to do with Pandora Radio?
It doesn't, and that confused me.
Yeah, that really confused me. I didn't read that news topic.
It's got an internet browser, so you could go to Pandora.
Oh. See, when I read that article or the headline, I was like, oh, cool, they're making their own MP3 player? And then didn't go any farther than that. Wow. That's like the Phantom system we never got.
I'm surprised the copyrights haven't been... there's been a copyright issue with the name.
Well...
Oh, yeah.
Everything I think is it actually, Pandora, though.
I think Pandora has officially been set to open source. Like, you can use that forever, whatever you
Pandora's
want.
Pandora's the worst name ever, because everyone uses it.
Hey, shut up.
It's the only name
me and my brother Pandora are starting a new band called Pandora. Actually, I think there already is a band called Pandora.
Probably.
I think they're like
well, you can use it, too, because they don't own it.
That's
there
true.
Could just be two Pandora bands.
I'll be like, hey, they'll be like, hey, that's our band name. I'll be like, you're not in Kansas anymore. Well, they should change their band name to Unobtainium.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right, so we have a rough main discussion that we're going to talk about.
We're just going to talk about Mario Galaxy. Ooh,
pretty much.
Yeah, why don't we just do that because we've gone so long.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mario Galaxy 2. What do you guys think about it?
Okay, first let's go with Alex. How did she start?
You've been talking the whole episode.
Because I was extending an olive branch of peace.
I'll start by saying I quit. That I like the first one better.
I will agree with you there. But I'm not done with the game.
And I like the second one better.
Why do you like the second better?
I think it appeals to the types of games I like. And that's the best way of putting it.
Yeah,
what does that
I could
mean?
See that.
I don't know. I just think the whole time Nick and Adam have talked about I like the first one better or whatever, it seems like you are... like there's a constant comparison.
Okay, I think
the
best way of putting it is if people were to have a choice between playing Mario Galaxy 1 and Mario Galaxy 2, they...
But you don't have a choice.
No, you do. You do have a choice. Ball. Let's say you're thinking about what game you want to play.
You can play either one.
No, but I mean,
you don't have to choose.
You don't have to choose.
No. I think they're both great games, and I think the platforming in 2 is really, really good. I think that they just kind of skimped on some of the elements that I really liked in the first one, and I guess it really comes back to. Why I like Mario games as far as 64 and Sunshine. Because both of those games have a very distinct feel of it's Mario entering a magical land, and you have a large hub world, and you have your different levels, but I mean you also have this big area to explore.
Right.
And Mario Galaxy 1 had that as well. But Mario Galaxy 2 seems like a lot of the levels are a little uninspired in the sense that in Mario Galaxy 1 you were going to planets and the planets felt like planets. There was grass and water and stuff all over the planets and there was... But in this game everything feels like almost a lot like the secret levels in Mario Sunshine, which if anybody listened to episode 30, I think you will realize that's exactly what I didn't want.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's still really fun, and it's some of the best platforming I've ever played. But I miss... It doesn't feel as magical
and
whimsical.
That's such an unrealistic thing to be asking for in a sequel. Because
what
do you
mean?
When you're playing a game that's based on atmosphere, like, basically you're saying that when you played Mario Galaxy and when you played Mario 64, what you really liked about the game was that...
Alex, did you die?
Somebody murdered him. That's not good. Listeners, we have to send an ambulance.
I bet it was...
Oh.
All right, listeners, we're going to take a break for a few seconds, and we'll get back to you.
Hey,
we're back.
Okay.
Good news.
What were you saying, Alex?
I think it's unrealistic to be asking for what you're asking for in some ways. I mean, when you're playing a game like Mario 64, Mario Sunshine, and Galaxy 1...
No, but here's the thing is,
Let me finish first.
Okay.
You're asking for something that's a new world, right? Something that, when you played Mario Galaxy for the first time, it was something new. And when you never saw those worlds before, and they flesh out worlds. And I don't think Nintendo set out to make a game based on new worlds, necessarily. I think they were just aimed that they made a sequel that's based on basically platforming. It's a lot better of a platforming game than Mario Galaxy was. In fact, Mario Galaxy 2 is exactly what I wanted from a Mario Galaxy game.
Yeah, I can see that, but I guess it's not that I'm asking for Mario 64 all over again. What I'm looking for, I mean, it Mario Galaxy 1 really combined the great 3D platforming and the sense that you were out in this open world that was, I don't know, it was new and exciting.
But the thing is, part of the reason you were, because you never played that game before.
But that's not it. But like right off the bat, you're thrown into, in the first one, you're thrown into a level that's a world. I think the first world in this one is a bunch of wood blocks. I mean, you're in it's a white background with wood blocks. And even the first Yoshi level was one of the only levels, not the first one, the second one where you get the dash peppers. I guess the aesthetic of all the worlds is way less inspired than it was in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're getting a few of those levels and they're nice. But I don't know. I feel like some of my favorite stars from both...
like Julianne Hotbody.
Yeah, like... my favorite stars from 64, Sunshine, and Galaxy 1 aren't the ones where it's run to the end of the course and grab the star. I like the ones that are almost a little puzzle-solving. Like in Womp's Fortress in Mario 64, the one where you have to shoot into the wild blue yonder... Like you're not running past all the bad guys and then grabbing a star. You're solving the riddle of shooting off part of that wall. And
when I think of the best way I can compare Mario Galaxy 2 to any other previous Mario game, it's like a 3D Super Mario World. It's a lot like a
Mario game
in that respect. I went back.
Yes, and the way my complaint is, we just got one of those. I got my Mario side-scroller.
To play Mario Galaxy recently, right? I mean, so the past couple podcasts, we talk about what games we play.
Yeah.
And the thing is, those levels that you described, those puzzle levels, are probably the most boring levels to go back to.
Because you know what to do already.
Part of the appeal of a puzzle is the first time you do it, you don't know what the solution is. You have to solve for the puzzle.
Yeah.
If you already know how to do something like that, you're like, well... It's going to take me 5 minutes, 10 minutes to go through this level and do this all over again. And in terms of a replay value kind of deal, it's incredibly boring. Like when you're playing the game through with Luigi again,
I see what you mean.
It's there's a lack of things to do.
Spoilers!
It's not even a spoiler. Especially in this game, where he's thrown to you.
In Galaxy 2, what I found, it's constantly doing something new. And you're right. It's less about the aesthetic, and it's more about constant action. It's not so much the puzzle aspect.
Yeah, and see, when I say that I like the first one better, I'm still giving Mario Galaxy.
No, I know, and I think
it comes down to
a person's preference of what games they like.
Yeah, it totally is. It's surprisingly different from Mario Galaxy 1, which I wasn't expecting.
Well, I was pretty much I was really.
You think so?
Yeah, it's not the exact same as the first one. It almost feels as if, oh god, if people wanted to throw Mario into a timeline, oh god, it would be like an alternate dimension of that one, because they don't even reference the first game at all.
Yeah, but after Mario went to Hyrule.
He was in the spirit realm.
He locked Bowser away for 7 days, but where was Bowser?
Well, and I think you're right.
I want to talk about the story.
Making the game again from scratch. If this would,
yeah, it's almost a remake.
Okay, but
with
I
more
talk
of a side-scrolling feel.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me this.
So,
guys,
what were you saying, Adam?
For you people who play that.
So
hold
the
on.
Story.
I just want to say, is it harder? Is it harder? Is it harder?
I would say the platforming.
Because there's more platforming
harder.
To
yeah.
do.
The True. Only one, the only things that I got stuck on, one would probably be just my problems with Spring Mario. I'm not very good at getting him to jump high. And so, oh yeah, and I don't have thumbs. But in the one where you're at the, I think it's called like Chomp's Domain
Chomp
or something like that.
Or the Chomp,
yeah.
Chomp Works.
Where, it's the one Chomp's where you're in the, you're in the spring and you have to jump over them.
Yeah,
that
was kind of difficult.
Bad. I don't think it was.
That was
I think people are overstating how difficult this fucking game is.
No, they totally are, because it's not that challenging.
I think there's just more platforming to do, and most 3D games... part of the appeal is that most 3D games I've played don't do so much platforming. Like, not as much as a 2D game. Because people appeal to mostly, you know, when they make a 3D game, they make a giant-ass world. And in this case, like Nick had said, they do less in making this full world in each planet you go to. Instead, try making a 3D platforming game.
Yeah. I guess a good way to explain it is in this game I've had two feelings towards levels. There's the level, I don't remember what it's called. It's the one where it's basically the world looks like a house.
House planet.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Flip-flop galaxy?
Yeah, it's the one where you have to punch through the crates or the grating. Yeah. There's that one where I got there and I went, oh, I can't wait till I get the stars so I can see what the next world is. And then there's the one where it's the water planet with all the penguins and then you turn everything to ice. Mm-hmm. And the mixture of the score and the vastness of the world and the fact that there were all these other animals around me, I got this like rush of excitement and I was like, this is the Mario game I wanted. But that was one of the only planets
I had
that
a dread
that
with
way.
That level though.
It's called an erection.
Oh, well, that one is incredible. That level is the best.
I had the dread of like, fuck, I gotta find these things, and it's gonna take me an eternity just to go through each of, you know, to look at every nook and cranny to find a.
Yeah,
surface.
But I think that's one of the easiest, straightforward levels.
It is, but
to play.
Part of the thing.
Yeah, it is, and it's really small.
The thing is, it's actually a lot larger than a lot of the other Mario levels. Like the other levels are.
That's true.
No, it is, but you go so fast.
Yeah, but it's
fast.
it's still for...
Yeah. And, like, there's not a lot for
but
you
the,
to explore.
But the fact that you had to explore...
Yeah.
Part of me doesn't like exploring in games.
I love that.
How do you like Zelda?
Zelda, you don't do so much exploring. It's it's not... When people say exploring, it's...
I guess, because you're not really going out of your way...
Well, I think that's part of my appeal.
Yeah, but you're not going out of your way in this game either. I mean, that one is you swim to the warp star, you turn everything to ice, then you wall kick up the waterfalls, and you're done.
I think it's like saying you're exploring a 2D Zelda game. People hate 2D Zelda games because you don't have this sense of exploration, because you don't have this world, right? You're finding little points on a map because it's top down. And I actually like just sort of, you're going through something, you find something because the screen is large enough so you can see everything, and you do your little thing, and you solve that little puzzle, and that's about it, and then you move on to the next thing. That's just the appeal to the games I play. And Zelda games tend to be pretty linear in terms of, if there's a secret, it's usually on the way to something. You don't have to go miles away to get to somewhere that's like...
Oh, that's something that I really like. There was one or two levels that had areas that were basically like, you know, in the NES Zeldas Mario's, you jumped on top of the level and you could like go past everything, get to like the warp pipes, right?
Yeah.
So there were a few areas that were like that, and I really appreciated that.
In that house level, if you're able to jump and then spin across a wall, you can shortcut about three quarters of the level.
Yeah. Adam, you were going to say something because we kept on interrupting you. What was it that you were going to?
Yeah, no, I was just going to talk about the story, or lack thereof.
Yeah. Well,
So in the first one, the creator, I forget his name, it wasn't Miyamoto, but the other guy who was actually working on it, he wanted story in the game. Miyamoto didn't want story in the game, so what they agreed on was putting, like, the side story of Rosalina's, like, storybook, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
However, there was very much a story in it, and aside from the storybook, there was, like, a nice intro that actually had, you know, a little bit more than just, oh, Bowser's capturing the princess.
Yeah.
You know, we knew why he was doing it, we knew where he was going in it, you know, yeah. it was kind of, it was cinematic. Mm-hmm. So, the first game happened during the Star Festival, which happens every century, according to the game.
Warning. Super Mario Galaxy 2 spoilers ahead.
Listeners, if you want to be spoiler-free, skip ahead to about an hour and 15 seconds. So, Galaxy 2 starts, and it basically just says, okay, let me tell you another story about Stardust. I assume that the person saying this was Rosalina, because that's just what it sounded like. Rosalina's never seen, though.
She's mentioned, though.
Not even at the end?
Mm.
Because you get those letters
you know
from the mail toad.
I'm just gonna say, from this point on, there are going to be lots of possible spoilers. So if you don't want to hear it, I'll put something in.
And
afterwards,
if you're playing a Mario game
I'll
for story, probably should be playing another game.
Well, it's not just story spoilers, but like other spoilers. Okay, so yes, Rosalina is at the very end of the game. And she's also there for, like, the... I forget what exactly they call it, but, like, the cosmic helper. Like, if you die too many times...
Yeah, but she's, like, she looks like a black hole, I guess.
Right,
Yeah. There was no way I could say that without making you look at me like that.
You don't see Rosalina until the end of the game. She does send you some anonymous mail throughout the game.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious that you're going to see her. So that's why I was surprised that you didn't, that when you said you didn't.
Okay, so anyways, the game starts... She starts telling a story. It says something about the Star Festival happening in the Mushroom Kingdom every 100 years, and it's like, oh, well, now it's happening again.
Yeah.
So that just... I have a very big problem with that. Obviously,
I agree.
Like I said
I think
before,
it's...
Mario games don't usually have story. Galaxy had a story. They decided not to do a story for Galaxy 2, which
personally
I feel like
that makes it telling that it is just expansion levels. It's more levels they thought up and threw together.
The problem I have with that is that it happens every 100 years. So
okay,
happening
well,
again
no,
means
wait.
That Mario Galaxy
Hold
2
on.
Is
no, I totally
you could
after.
Also if you really want to talk about story and you're really worried about and have problems with this.
But he's not complaining about story as much as it's just taking him out of the Mario universe by having the same events happening twice.
It says that in the beginning, it says, I'm going to tell you another story, right? Meaning, this is a different take on things. Meaning...
That's not how I take it.
That's how it can... No. But
I take it as...
how you take it. I'm just saying it can be taken that way. Right?
Yeah, okay, it could be, but I think it's more of a...
Guys,
it's extra levels that they just
and
gave
nobody
the same
gives a
treatment
shit about
the
story.
End.
I don't even know why we're talking about story.
No, nobody. Did, no, but that's
I'm just
yeah.
saying
I don't know
it
why
bothers
it
me.
Because if it bothers you, you do care. And I don't.
Yeah,
fuck,
of course I care.
You know, it's like why care? Why does it like obviously there's no reason they like they were trying to fast track this as fast as possible.
The reason I care is because they could have put no story in it. And they didn't, that's fine. But they started to, and then it's just like, oh my god, Bowser's huge, he captured the princess, whoa, we're going off into the galaxy.
I think when they say they need a story, they just need a beginning and an end. And
yeah,
that's
fine.
Because
that's
it's
fine.
Not
and they
like
gave you the same
it.
Beginning and
yeah,
the same
and they,
end.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Because that's basically what Mario Galaxy 1 did, and that was awesome, because, you know, it had a nice, you know, maybe like 2-minute intro, and a really, really good end. I love the end. The end of Galaxy
well,
2
there's
sucks.
In Galaxy 1, they also have an extensive... They have an extensive prequel if you look at the rest of the story. I mean, they put some thought... They put some...
No, yeah. But that's what I was saying. Aside from Rosalina's story, there is, like, more... Like, a little bit more to Bowser capturing...
Yeah, but, I mean, the point is that they had a full story, right? Like, they've really thought about Galaxy's story. As much as people complain about it, there was thought put into this.
the origin of Rosalina, this whole thing was happening. There was, and as much as people complained there wasn't a story, if you look into it, there's a pretty expansive and pretty good, it's a pretty decent story. It's actually sort of a sad story.
Yes.
Now, it Galaxy 2, all they need is a beginning and an end. It doesn't have to be satisfying.
They don't even give you a beginning.
Yeah, they do. They give you the beginning is very much like Super Mario Brothers, where Super Mario Brothers, they just tell you, Princess is captured. They tell you that in the beginning of Galaxy 2. And then the end is probably, you defeat Bowser, Princess is okay. The end. It's probably it's still a story. Because otherwise...
The problem I have is not with Mario, Bowser, and Peach. It's with what they did with Rosalina. Because they try to put something in there, but it's not really there.
It's so, shoehorned?
You want more, but you're not going to get it. So, like, that starts with the Star Festival happening. Okay, that's something separate. I don't like it that this is happening again. I don't know. It's confusing.
Why don't we just leave it as
whatever.
You wanted a more full story? And you
That's not what he's saying. He's saying that they lazily slapped on the exact same beginning story that the first one had.
Right.
And they throw it at you, and I was like, okay, I'm done with side-scrolling now. I played New Super Mario Bros. Already, but the whole intro level is side-scrolling.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I agree with what Adam was saying, is that for people who enjoy the story, it's like, hey, guys, don't worry about enjoying the story because, yeah, sure, we've said this happens every 100 years. Maybe this is 100 years later, or maybe we're just giving you the exact same thing and here's some bonus levels. It's the Lost Levels Mario Galaxy.
If you know that the story isn't important, why even give a shit about how they have the story?
Al, oh my god. That's not what he's saying.
No, that's
I'm actually a...
That's exactly... I understand what Adam's saying.
Oh, hey, guys. I was on mute, so you didn't hear anything I said.
No, we didn't hear anything you said.
All right, well, Alex, you can continue.
Guys, hold on.
Let Matt say something.
I'm actually a fan of Rosalina Hotbody.
Of course.
Somebody could tell
Everyone
me
is.
How much skin she shows in this game. I'd like to know, because I just want to know, does the rape scene, is everything in there?
Yes.
It shows everything?
Yep. Full.
Full rape?
Oh, yeah, full rape.
Okay.
Full rape.
That's all I want to know.
He
gets his mushroom into the black hole.
So, did you guys hear me saying that I liked the side-scrolling intro level?
No.
Oh, my God, I was muted for a long time.
Yes, you were. I was wondering why there was so much dead space. Yeah.
Dead Space.
Yeah, why does it not like Dead Space?
But I love the intro level. Like, that was amazing. Like, I wasn't expecting it at all.
It was
when
okay.
it started, when it was side-scrolling, I was like, oh my god, this is awesome. And I love the side-scrolling parts in the game itself. Aside from that, Nick, what you were saying about this happening again, this being 100 years later, whatever, that's, you know, very confusing. I don't like that. And then at the end of the game, basically, you defeat Bowser. The comet that he was on, like you were battling him on, is the Comet Observatory with Rosalina in it. And she pops out and she's like, oh, hi, I'm Rosalina, Princess of the Cosmos. Thank you for saving me. And so she starts out like you've never met her before. And then there's like two lines like, oh, nice to see you again, Mario. Thanks again. Bye. So it's just they make it seem like this is happening for the first time, but also that it's happening again in multiple places throughout the game.
Yeah, it's weird. I think if they really... I don't know. I think they should have done an all or nothing with a story where it's either give us absolutely nothing or give us something that's not trying throw the same story.
I agree.
Yeah. But that's not hurting my feelings towards the gameplay at all.
No. I mean, that's got nothing to do with the gameplay. But
does that affect how you like the game, though?
No. Not really. It feels like there was a little less effort thrown into this one.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
I mean, obviously, if that's the case, like, I don't even know why we're even talking about it. Because
it's a negative thing, but it's not really affecting my game.
No.
Like, there are other things about the game that I wish they had done.
If you're going into the game thinking about story, then like you're missing the.
I'm not,
like,
Alex.
No,
Alex,
I don't know why
I'm
we're
not.
Even talking about the I'm sort of like baffled because we're talking about this. The fact that we're talking about
yeah, we're talking about how
we're done.
They,
we're done talking about the story.
Yeah, he's talking about how Nintendo lazily threw in the exact same story and it was dumb. But still, the game is incredible and it's a lot of fun to play.
Okay, aside from that though, you guys were talking about it a little bit earlier. Basically, like my overall feeling is that Galaxy had more of an impact on me than Galaxy 2 does.
Yes.
Some of
the
reason.
First time you played it, I think.
No, I don't think that's so
no,
at all.
No, no, no.
It some felt of, like they were trying of, harder.
Right. Some of the reason, obviously, is because Galaxy 1 was new and Galaxy 2 is the same thing.
Yeah.
That's not the entire reason. A lot of what Nick was saying is what I feel as well. Galaxy 1 had these very large, very well-designed planets. Galaxy 2 is a lot of, like, Mario Sunshine kind of platforming stuff, which is fine. Platforming is great. That makes the gameplay very fun. It makes it a little bit harder. However, the atmosphere is lost, and I think that's a lot
yes.
of what made Galaxy 1
that's
so
exactly
great
what
was
it is.
The levels
there is
and
not
the color.
Nearly as much of the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It's way more straightforward 3D platforming. Like, it definitely feels. I mean, it's. I don't consider it a sequel. It does feel like bonus content.
I
to
wouldn't
me.
Call it. I know.
Well,
I
mean, that's
every
what it
review
started out
I call it lazy. It's not that they got lazy. It's just
no,
they
no, no.
focused on something
it's
different.
It's not lazy.
I would call it that they and Nintendo it's, focused on something different about the game, and they focused more on the platforming because the platforming's a hell of a lot better in this game than in Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, I'm not saying
but
I'm
see,
not saying
why?
That the game I'm not saying that the game was put together lazy. I'm saying that trying to include any sort of story, the way they handled that was lazy, and it was. They shoveled you the exact same thing you saw from the
I mean,
last
it's,
game.
It's sort of
okay. Well, here's the thing. Wait. Here's the thing. It started out that fans, after Galaxy 1 came out, people were just saying, oh my god, this is great. If we just had another game with different levels, we would like it. That's exactly
yeah.
what Nintendo did.
And that's exactly
and
what
even,
it is.
And right. And it even started as Mario Galaxy 1.5, but then they just made so many levels. I talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
They just made so many levels that they made it a full-fledged game.
Yeah, it's definitely a full game, but I wouldn't call it a sequel.
Yeah.
I would say it's
that's
definitely
extra
a prequel.
It's extra levels.
You get to learn
16 hours,
what Mario did when he was a
16
kid.
16 extra hours of gameplay isn't exactly an expansion.
Nick's already played 16 hours.
No, it's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, it's, yes, it's a full game. It's not a new idea.
Well, nor is...
Here's,
nor
okay,
is
okay,
wait.
Alex,
either.
I feel like... Oh, God.
Okay, here's the thing.
Oh, God.
Here's
I
the
feel
thing,
like you're
Alex.
Completely
no,
misunderstanding
I'm just saying,
what I'm
it just
saying.
Seems like, you know, it seems like your expectations is...
I'm sorry I didn't love your precious game
no,
as much as you
like,
did. I'm sorry that you're
no,
hurt by that.
What,
Emails,
like,
yes,
no,
please.
It seems like
yes.
your expectation is like having a new game. I'm sort of baffled, like, why do you... Why the?
Every single review that I read that gave it a 10 out of 10 said, we went into this thinking that it might have just been an expansion, but we were wrong. It's a brand new game.
Said,
and I went, whoa, it's a brand new game.
The,
it's not a brand new game.
The said that they were expecting an expansion. They were expecting 5 hours. They were expecting something a lot shorter.
No.
Everybody knew how many stars there were going to be. That was revealed a long time ago. Everybody knew that.
Email!
Everybody was expecting...
Fine, we're just fucking complaining.
Here,
it's
okay,
emails!
So I'm just going to expand on kind of what we're saying, is that, to me, they took the awesome, like, innovative mechanic...
Guys, I'm
going
to Foxconn. I'm editing it all.
And they did nothing new with it.
Yes. I completely
agree. That, I think, is what Nick is really
but
trying
I don't
to
think
say.
So, from what I've seen in the game, they did a lot new with it, with all the level
no,
design.
No, they didn't. They didn't. I mean,
I've
only
seen
thing...
a lot of levels that I did not see in the first game.
And yeah, and I'm not saying
it.
I'm saying
that's,
that the
that's the only thing they did, though, is that they made new levels, and that's what people wanted. However, they made no attempt to make any other changes aside from Yoshi.
Yeah,
and
I'm not saying
powers.
That I'm not saying that I'm disappointed.
What were you expecting?
But if I had to choose one of,
no.
Not,
when you say
I'm
you
not...
were expecting a little more, what were you expecting?
I don't know.
I don't know what I was expecting, but I was expecting them to maybe, like, perfect some of the gravity mechanics because some of the problems from Galaxy 1 are still there. Maybe add some new things.
What problems?
The drill was really good. I liked the drill. And
gravity
I could see
what?
Something... Let me finish. I could see something, like, coming out of that, but they didn't do enough with it. So an example that I'm I'm writing the N-Files review right now, and something that I mention is when you use the drill to go inside of planets, that's fantastic. Because the introduction to the drill is like, you get the drill, you can drill through planets and come up on the other side. Awesome. So there's one planet in the same level where you're expecting to do that, and all of a sudden you're inside of the level, which is a complete reversal of this like mechanic. So instead of being pulled towards individual planets in outer space, you're being pulled by space inside of one planet, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So that was new. I really like that. I wanted to see more of that. Another new aspect that I needed to see more of is Yoshi. They made such a big deal about Yoshi being in the game, and it's still a big deal. I mean, it's awesome. But they hardly ever use Yoshi. He's in maybe like six levels. And it's just, I cannot understand why they didn't just abuse that.
Yoshi was basically an item in this game.
Yeah.
He was there so you could use the...
Yoshi and Birdo are an item.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, just going back to kind of like what Nick was saying about the big, grandiose levels. I mean, I completely understand about the platforming. Like I said, I love that. It's great.
Yeah.
But there are just some levels that just feel like really they could have been so much more. An example, I forget what the galaxy it's called, but it's the one with the Delfino people.
Yes, I was just about to say that.
Yeah, so I was really excited that there was going to be like a level themed on Delfino Plaza, but the level is just so small, like there's nothing there.
And somehow empty.
Yeah, it is. It's very empty. And I feel that there were a lot of those kind of levels in Galaxy 2, whereas in Galaxy 1... you had more, like, outer space levels that were filled with lots of really big planets.
And you had more to do.
Yeah.
In the levels that were just one, like, consistent, concealed planet.
Mm-hmm.
Those were a waste of time in Galaxy 1.
Well, that's just ones? different preference in what kind of gameplay you like. I like the platforming, not as much as you do.
Oh yeah, yeah. So here's another.
Just
thing,
as much. I'm not going to stop playing this game. I'm totally going to beat it.
This game after all this stuff. I'm not playing this stupid game.
So Alex, I really wish they had done. Like we all like the platforming. That's great. But I wish they had done, like, kind of tried to combine the platforming aspect more with the gravity mechanic. Like they didn't really do that. Most of the platforming in this game is 2D.
Yeah, there's a lot less of the gravity.
Right, or...
You don't run on the opposite side of planets that often.
Right, or the platforming is just a flat, you know, gravity is always going down kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's
or
fine,
zero
but...
gravity.
That's true. I would totally agree with you. That there is... They don't use the gravity mechanic nearly as much as they did in the first one.
There's one level, I can't remember if it's at... the seventh world or the sixth world, but it's one of the ending levels where you have to wall jump, and that's probably like the hardest part of the game to me. You know, it's not that hard, but it does take some kind of like good timing and judgment as to be able to wall jump like practically all the way up this level, and you have to spin to like have the certain things pop out at you, and like without doing that you'll die. And you know, that's great, but it's just straight-up platforming. Like, there's no... Why is this even in Mario Galaxy and not just another Mario game?
I completely agree with that. I guess that is the best way to say it. There are levels that feel like they could have been in any other Mario game, not Mario Galaxy.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think, overall, this is the worst Mario game of all time. those are my feelings on it. But let's hear what the readers have to...
Well, hold on. I want to say a few more things. The music...
Oh my god, shut up.
The music in this game is fantastic.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Everybody wanted more orchestrated music, and that's
like
exactly
farts.
What they gave us.
Sounds like big, stupid farts. Sounds like guitar tapping.
The music is like half and half MIDI and orchestra, whereas in Mario Galaxy 1 we had maybe like 3 orchestrated tracks. But
yeah, it's really great. I like it a lot.
And then I also just want to mention the Throwback Galaxy, which is...
No, don't say it, don't say it. Just say there's a Throwback Galaxy.
Well, I said spoilers.
No. Yeah, but no, don't say it, okay. Don't say it.
It's good. The music in it is really good, the level is really good, and it's a Mario 64 level.
Are all of the stars in it?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer. How many stars are in that level? Probably two.
Two or three. Yeah. I think just two.
Yeah. That's another thing is that they give you 2 stars per level, so...
Yeah.
That's kind of...
Oh, and like going back
to how
this
is similar
to... It's
like, hey, you're here, you beat it, you're done.
Going back to how this is similar to Mario World is the map, like the overworld map.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of having like this big HUD area that you go through to get to levels, you actually have... I mean, you have that, which is fantastic, and you have this new map. So I really like, you know, how they combine the two, but they didn't take away.
And it also helps you to know what stars you're missing, because it gives you a star map. And when everything's laid out right in front of you, you don't have to go from observatory to observatory to figure out which one you didn't do.
Mm-hmm. And I really like the Mario airship.
Oh,
that's
the pretty
cool.
Ship.
Yeah. I was surprised by how much it fit on it, because it seems really small, but it's actually really big.
Yeah, it's really cool. Matt is shaking his head, I think. Oh, man.
Yeah, well, I think I'm done talking.
Yeah, I think we're done talking
about
it.
As much crap as we gave it...
It's still a great game, and it's still...
Yeah, I mean...
I think, it's fantastic.
If you own a Wii, you need to get this game. There's
I'm glad
no
I own it, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like terrible.
No, it does sound like terrible shit. They make it sound like it's completely...
Well, it's not.
You guys made it sound miserable.
No, we don't.
No, you make it completely sound completely miserable. That's...
No.
Oh my god, there's
okay,
no
fine.
Atmosphere
Nobody
in the
game. Get the
game. It's terrible. Don't fucking play this game.
Nobody
no,
get the game.
No, but it's great.
Just,
it's great.
You know, fuck it.
Nobody said that.
You said it had terrible
atmosphere. Nobody
said
that at all.
It had terrible atmosphere.
Mario Galaxy 2 sucks. Nobody get the game, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, Brad Taylor says...
Brad Taylor.
Hey guys, why'd you tell me about your... No, he says, I just want to know if anyone on the podcast has played Tatsubloko versus Capcom. I don't... That's some kind of chink name. Might as well be Jackie Chan versus Capcom. Also, why did somebody say that I'm not allowed to rape goats with you guys on Red Dead Redemption?
Wait, somebody said that?
Sad face.
I don't...
You're totally allowed.
That.
Clay was saying
Brad Taylor,
a lot of
what
things.
What I was saying...
Clay, Matter Clay said
no,
that the other
I
one
said
couldn't
no.
rape goats with the other one.
Oh, that's right. Clay said to Matt. That's right. Because Matt was being mean to Clay. Clay said, "You can't rape goats with me later." It's not.
Yeah,
it had
Brad
nothing
Taylor's
to do with
got
you,
nothing
Brad.
To do with you.
Rape
no,
goats
Brad
with
Taylor,
us. Go for it.
No, screw you. I don't want.
I've been wanting to play Tatsunoko versus Capcom, but I spent way too much money.
Randy was always my favorite Taylor. So if you get Randy on the line,
I like a Mark. I like Mark because he went from being sweet to goth.
Yeah, but the whole point is Brad definitely wasn't anybody's favorite. He had a stupid mullet.
Yeah, and he likes sports. Boo.
That
and he was dumb.
Okay,
but not like this, Brad.
Tatsunoko versus Capcom is a fun game, though. It's like a simplified Street Fighter.
Have you played it?
I have it.
Well, then talk
about it. Oh, okay.
It.
Then talk about it.
I did fucking talk. I talked about it. Like, you guys keep on fucking talking.
Jeez. Who
it's
spiked
Alex?
Who spiked Alex's drink with estrogen?
He did.
Oh, that was him. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Alex.
It's a fun game.
Alex,
you guys don't listen to me.
Alex, I care about your opinion. But just not.
Matt's just trying to get in your cousin's pants.
I'm just saying.
Oh, look, all I said
more.
Was that. All I said is I played the game, and you're asking why I didn't say anything, and I'm just waiting for you guys to stop talking. And then
go!
It's a fun game. Go get it.
Do you ever shut up?
It's like a it's like a simplified Street Fighter. So, light, medium, and fierce are all the punch and kicks.
Sasha fierce.
And then there's different combinations. So. If you know the Tatsunoko characters is even better. If you don't, then at least the Capcom characters are a lot of fun.
I know the Gacha Man characters, and that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 50 years of history to go through. So it's
wow.
Well,
it doesn't have
Shadow the Hedgehog, so I don't care. He's my favorite character. He's edgy. He's the edgiest of all the.
Because he's like a bad dude, but really on the inside, he's not that bad. He's a
he also has a gun.
He has lots of guns and motorcycles.
Jeez, he don't give an F. All right, next email.
Ian, no subject. It good, Matt and Laura should make sex tape and call it Laura Sexy Time. Nick is cool, you should reply.
Nobody ever writes emails about you, Nick. Yeah. I don't see Alex's name anywhere in this email.
Fuck this.
I don't even see my name or Laura's name also in this email because he spelled everything wrong.
Yeah, he did. Oh, Laura.
Should. He spelled sex right. Spelled tape right. Spelled it right.
So he has it good sex tape. Oh, wait, he's telling us that he watched a good sex tape. It's code.
Ian, we're working on getting that released. If you know what I mean. Well, I make a good release in the video, and then we'll have a good release of that video very soon.
Coming to theaters near you.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. We're
feature presentation by the Zelda Working Title Podcast.
Yeah, Adam's part of it. Nick is part of
it. I'm going to reply to this right now.
No, you're not replying to
it. Yeah, I'm going to reply to it. He told me to reply.
No.
He did. He said reply.
No, I'm gonna type it as I write it, okay. Or as I say it.
Just don't mess with me.
All right, here we go. Ian, I gotta spell this. Agree. I'm spelling it like you.
Yeah, go ahead.
That should be Boner's City. This is Nick, Matt, and Laura. Is fags.
Okay. Timmy, if you know what the good scenes are.
And send.
And we sent it to him.
There you go, Ian. We replied.
So you guys can email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com. You can go to our boards at tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. It's the same thing. Find us on Twitter. Follow us, Zelda WT Podcast. You can go to our Facebook page, Zelda Working Title Podcast. And, of course, if you listen to us on iTunes, give us a billion stars and tell us how awesome we are. I mean, we know it already, but it's good to hear from other people.
But only 2 stars per planet. No more than that.
Oh, I gotta go eat fajitas.
Yeah, I'm gonna go have a milkshake because I can't eat solid foods.
I'm gonna go listen to Sasha Fierce.
All right, anybody got anything else to say, Alex?
I would like to apologize to Alex if I hurt his feelings. He seems like he's angry at me. So there you go.
He's just playing too much Drink Hero. It's all right.
That's true.
It's all.
It took four people to write Single Ladies.
What?
Single Ladies was composed by 4 different people.
Yeah, oh, wait a second.
Why did it take that many people? Good night, everyone.
Good night and good luck. Rent it on Redbox. Redbox.com, all your internet rentals for Redboxes.
Peace!
Go get Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, if you want to be disappointed.
Oh! Ooh, okay, guys, bye. We'll see you later.
Yeah, Alex was trying to convince me that tapping guitar can be cool. Ever.
No, it's not a thing. It's never cool.
He's trying to convince me that tap guitar is like organ music, and that. But I.
If you're going to make the same judgment, then tap guitar is like, or you can be like organ. You can no, make the same argument on organ music.
But organ music isn't inherently terrible.
Yeah, like, that's fucking subjective.
Tap guitar
dumbass.
Is a showboaty.
Yeah, but I mean, not only that, it's just like. It's like the difference between rape and cake. Like, I guess in some cases you could maybe justify rape. But cake, you know, starts out good, but if you eat too much cake, it could be bad. Or if you make a bad cake, it could be bad. If you poison the cake, it could be bad.
I said 10 minutes, and by 10 minutes, I meant 24. 24.
That's a show.
The listeners just tuned in to 24. I hope you loved it.